This is Recruiting Daily's Recruiting Live Podcast. Real talk about talent acquisition, recruiting, sourcing, and hiring. With the godfather of sourcing. And now, welcome to Shally's Alley. With your host, the legend of legends, the big Bahumi, the salt in your shaker, Shally Steckerl.
Spam, 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 spam. How do you avoid getting caught by spam blockers? You know, the best emails, the best subject lines don't really matter if you never even make it to the inbox. So how do we get around that? Well, I could probably teach a PhD level class on this because I spent about a year and a half trying to figure out why my emails weren't getting opened. And I don't mean, you know, because of the subject. I mean, like literally even clients that were expecting invoices and things were not actually getting the email. It was really weird. So I figured out a lot of stuff out. So let me give you kind of the summarized version of what some of the highlights were to avoid getting caught in the, you know, spam blocker. There's a bunch of suspicious phrases that are considered obscene languages that spam blockers look out for. And you might be surprised what some of those words are. Many of them don't make it into the FCC list of banned words. For example, job is a banned word. Opportunity is a banned word. So when you write job opportunity in an email, you're actually getting dinged twice. And there's a bunch of others. So do yourself a favor and Google spam keywords or banned words or those kinds of things. It's an ever-evolving list. I could point you to a list, but it's probably going to change tomorrow. So Google it and get some fresh content on that. It's surprising what's on there. I mean, you know, basic things that we use in everyday language. Here's another one. The unsubscribe. A lot of CRM systems, in fact, most of them, I think pretty much all of them, I don't know, Ryan, what do you think? Do a lot of CRM systems have that? Mm-hmm. Have the, a lot of CRM systems have the automatic removal or unsubscription link. Now, this is to be compliant with the Can't Spam Act, but there's a problem with that. Ironically, spam detectors use those words as indicators that your message is spam. So the fact that your message has a removal link is actually telling the server that it's spam. So it sort of counts against you. How do you get around that? Here's a couple of ideas. Instead of using unsubscribe or to unsubscribe, use words like to be removed. Or what I like to do is if you prefer I don't contact you again or that I reach you at a different address, please let me know, and that's hyperlinked. So when they click on it, then they get removed. But it doesn't say remove or unsubscribe because links with the word remove and unsubscribe tell the filters that you're a spammer. Well, you're not a spammer, but that's what they're saying. You can also use something like go here or use this link to be taken off the list or something like that. So at least it'll be better than just remove or unsubscribe. Sign your messages. At the bottom of your email, if you have your name, phone number, and email address, it actually gives spam filters higher confidence and your email is more likely to be delivered because spammers don't use their full name, email address, and phone number. In fact, they don't even sign their emails. So that's usually an indicator. Size matters. Try to keep your messages below 40 kilobytes. You might not even know what I'm talking about, but you can use a lot of online spam checkers and spam testers to tell you the size of your message. Or an easy way to do it is just to email it to yourself. And you can right-click and look at the properties and see how big it is. But anything bigger than 40 kilobytes is probably spam because it usually has GIFs or other trackers and things like that. So just keep it light. In fact, don't even need images at all. Another tip is to monitor the blacklists. There's a bunch of them and there's new ones coming up all the time. Razor and Razor 2 and Pizer and SpamCop, SpamHouse.org are some good ones. But what you can do is you can put your domains in there, your email domains, and have them send you updates when they run their, you know, reports. And if you ever end up on one of those lists, you can do something about it. Because you might accidentally, without your own knowledge, end up in a spam list because somebody or too many somebody's clicked that, you know, you're a spammer, even though you're not spamming them, but they just don't want to receive your emails or whatever. And some people just kind of get weird like that. And you end up on, you know, Black Hole or Razor or one of those. Well, you can dispute that. If you find out you're in one of those, you can actually, they all have forms where you can go in there and say, I'm the owner of this domain. I'm responsible for these emails. And by doing that, they reactivate or they remove you from the list because spammers don't do that. But people that actually own domains and are legitimate email senders can do that. So the fact that you went through the trouble of, you know, contesting the blacklisting tells them that you're probably not, you know, one of the unwanted spammers. Another really good piece of advice is to target your list. The more targeted your list is, the lower the probability that you're going to get marked as spam. So consider you're trying to hire CPAs. If you send an email to people that are CPAs in Atlanta and you use the fact that they're CPAs in Atlanta in the email, you'll get a higher response rate and a lower rejection rate and spam rate than if you just blanketed a bunch of accountants that may or may not have a CPA and may or may not live in Atlanta. So the more targeted your list, the better. In other words, fewer emails is actually better if you are doing more targeting. So stay safe out there and remember, spam is good for sandwiches, but not for email.
You've been listening to the Recruiting Live podcast by Recruiting Daily. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.